This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope you're well today. You might recall a popular TV show that you might have watched back in the early 1980s and ended about 1993. It was called Cheers, about a group of friends who like to meet. And the theme song was called Where Everybody Knows Your Name. And the words of the song, part of the words were, making your way in the world takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries, that sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where people know your name. You want to go where everybody knows your name. You want to go and be there. Well, words like that that were very popular to the TV show called Cheers. And it reminded me that here's something real about our need to be with people who accept and love us who we are. And these are people who know our name, call us by our name, they appreciate us. It almost seems that we've got this inner desire to be known and loved by other people. We need to be with people who know our name. It sort of helps us, for us to discover our own identity, a self-meaning and a self-worth. If you go to a function, for example, and lots of people there, chances are you'll be given a name tag. Why is that so common today? Because I think the worst thing is to stand around at a function not knowing anyone, and then plus the fact that no one knows who you are. So it's comforting to have a name tag so people can actually address you by your name. It seems to be a basic need. We want to hear our own names, and we want others to remember them. And anyone who works with the public will tell you to learn and remember that person's name when you speak to them. It's so important. It adds, I guess, a touch to that sales pitch. While we like our own space, I think most of us enjoy life when we're with friends who know us. That's why it's good, you know, that God knows your name. And Tommy Walker is a guy who wrote a beautiful gospel song some years back. And I think it expresses this feeling so well. It's touched the hearts of millions of people, actually, worldwide. And the song is called, I Have a Maker, He Formed My Heart. Before even time began, my life was in His hands. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. And that song is called, He Knows My Name. And it touches a chord, I think. It reminds me that I'm special in God's eyes. You know, we have a God who loves us so much that He actually knows our individual name. After all, names are important. And that was particularly so in Bible times. Back then, actually, I'm talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament times, your name was not chosen because it was popular or cool. It was assigned to you. Your name was assigned because it had a special meaning. It often reflected who you were and where you were heading in life. For example, Samuel, that name means asked of God. David, that means well-beloved. Peter, if you're called Peter, that means a rock or a stone. Daniel, that means God, my judge. And James, if you have the name James, it means to follow. So these were words and names that have a significance. In the scriptures it says, think how much the Father loves us. He loves us so much that He lets us be called His children as we truly are. And God said to Jeremiah years ago, I am your creator, and before you were born, I chose you to speak for me to the nations. So this is a God who loves you intensely. He sees us as we are. He knows our name. And that's what makes a relationship with God so amazing. I mean, today, the population of the world is over 6 billion people. I mean, we can't remember. How can we remember the names of all these people? But all these names are known by God. Of course, over the centuries, people sort of are forgotten, I guess, in the mists of history. But God is the one who can remember the name of every person who was ever born. He remembers their name and also everything about them. So isn't it wonderful? If you come across that song, it's called He Knows My Name by Tommy Walker. A great concept and a wonderful comfort to us. Heavenly Father, thank you. You know all about us. You know our name. And we're so grateful. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.